was born in Transylvania, Romania, and 7 years ago I moved to Australia. And in the last 4 years I've been working with glass, so I mainly blow glass. I use all sorts of different techniques and methods. This new technique just came up this year, so this is my first work using glass canes. So basically, I grew 5 to 6 meter long glass canes that
these are little tubes.
Yeah,
little tubes.
Has a hole in the center, and then I take it into a different process where I cut up the canes into the same diameter. For example, this one was something like that, and then I use a traditional Transylvanian waving technique using fishing line. It's a very labor-intensive technique. For this work, I used a 200-meter fishing line. So in my childhood, I guess I was very much influenced by my grandparents. They were craft and art and kind of folk art very much involved in our life. And I guess through this work, I'm trying to remember that position where I used to be, that my grandmother used to embroider everything in the house. Not just pillows, anything was possible to embroider onto. And I think looking at her, that she spent hours and days, especially winter time, sitting next to the fireplace embroidering, that made me think that there must be something about the process that makes you to kind of come back and do the same thing, repetition. But it gives you that space to meditate and just engage with the work and with the process itself. This work is dedicated for my grandfather, so I'm using thread to create these traditional Transylvanian embroidery motifs in my work. The thread is coming from my grandfather's belongings, such as shirt. So I cut out the thread and then I insert the thread into the beads.
So you pick the thread out of the
yeah, I cut
and then inserted it within the beads.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the beads.
Along with the fishing line, presumably.
Yes.
Holding the structure together.
Yeah. So first I make the structure and then in the end I do the pattern.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's called memories, and that's obviously the memories of your...
Yeah. Yeah. It's the memories of my grandfather. He passed away 6 years ago. So I think the main key in this work for me, it's more about the process than actually the finished piece. I use the process of making glass, processing loss and looking at different physical elements, what's coming with the loss.
Yeah. And you did say earlier that you were imagining when your grandmother was doing this, the depths of winter and what have you, meditative and whatever. Did you find the same thing for this work?
I do. And especially the hand movement, the hand gesture, is pretty much the same as you would do the embroidery. It's very much brings back lots of memories and thoughts and feelings as well, emotions and all sorts of things.
Was it difficult to actually cut into your grandfather's belongings? Well, in a sense, you had to destroy something in order to create something, didn't you?
Yeah. I was keeping those belongings for a while. I don't think I would be able to do that like at the early stage when I lost it. But I think over with time, I find it more useful. It helps me more to process the loss than actually just stick with the piece itself. Because end of the day, it is his, but it's more about the process, which helps me to go through the process. I think if I wouldn't do this work, I would be not able to talk about it. So it does bring up different things. And I am happy that I use these things, yeah.
Other questions?
Yes?
Yes, please.
I'd like to ask you about your choice of colour, or lack of colour.
colour. Is that a deliberate thing where you talk about embroidery? Normally you'd have colour?
Yeah. No, I don't. In my case, I do not choose the colour because I only have like 5 or 6 shirts left from my grandfather. So I just choose from those shirts, but I don't. That's the reason I stick with the clear glass. It's a pillow inside.
So it's a regular pillow holding the form.
So probably that's the reason you think that it's white. But the glass beads are clear, and the reason I choose clear glass is just like us. We humans like containers, hold feelings and emotions that we might sometimes can see or we can't see, or we let them out or not. I do think that glass is very much it's perfect medium for what I do right now, for the concept.
Can I ask you a tough question?
Sure.
It's we're hearing that the the deep personal collection, the national collection in a sense, back to your family's homeland, and you've made this, it's been meditative, you've felt comfortable with it and pleased with it, I expect. But now, in a sense, it's become an artwork and it's for sale, so someone can take it away from you.
Yeah, but as I said, it's about the process.
Okay. So it's a tough question. She gave me a tough answer.
It's a form of therapy. So
that's exactly right. It's very meditative. And I'm not a collector. I'm a maker.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Very good. Grandfather's shirts in the front door, at the back door.
I'm happy with that.
She's happy with it. Very good. Thank you, Veronica. Well done.
Thank you.
Lovely work.